Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and I almost said evening because I'm used to doing this in the evening. And today my co-host is David. Hello, David.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's a nice, warm Thursday afternoon here.
Oh, well, that's nice for a change because now we're cloudy and dreary like you guys were the other day. But that's okay. Everybody will have a smile on their face when I announce that today our special guest is an actor well known for his role on Guiding Light as Remy Boudreau and now for his role as Carter Walton on The Bold and the Beautiful. He's also a writer, producer, and director, so brains and brawn. Welcome, Lawrence St. Victor. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. You like that introduction?
I did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We study very hard, Lawrence.
Yes, we did.
I appreciate that.
Well, how are you doing today? How was work?
Work was good. Work was good. We're shooting some really fun stuff I can't tell you anything about.
Of course not. Yeah, I know. And we appreciate that. I mean, I don't know how much more fun it can be than what you guys just did with that modeling stuff.
Oh, wow. It gets really fun soon. It gets really fun.
Well, I saw a tweet about you being tempted by pizza pies. And
oh, my
I was
gosh.
Saying,
that was
and
wrong.
I guess that's how you keep yourself in shape.
I do. I was in the gym in my building, and they were doing some promotion thing where they were serving, like, Domino's pizza right outside the gym in my building. And I'm like, oh. I was ready to drop the weights and grab a slice, but you never know when a Forrester fashion show can happen.
Exactly.
So.
And it's right outside your gym. I mean, how dare they?
It was crazy. It was awesome, but it was crazy for me.
I know. My gosh. And what is your exercise regimen?
I do weights twice a week. I don't want to get too big, I can put on muscle pretty easily. So I only do weights twice a week, and I do cardio 3 days a week. But I do cardio every day, but I do a specific kind of plyometric cardio on the days where I'm not lifting weights. Yeah.
What is plyometric? I'm not sure what that is.
Well, it's like a lot of jumping and steps and stuff like that, sprints.
Oh, okay.
Kind of, you know, things that get your heart rate going really fast and you have a better chance of going to fatigue quicker.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of, I like to have fun. So I like running up and down hills and jumping over tennis nets and stuff like that. Just keep it interesting.
Well, did you do anything extra for the scenes on B&B?
What? Not, well, yeah, you don't have a cheat day. When you know
okay.
Those things are coming up. And I cut out a lot of complex carbohydrates and kind of stuck to like a caveman kind of diet for 5 days, which is just meat and vegetables, and that's pretty much it. And all the guys, we all kind of had our own little regimens we were on because that was the same week where we shot a promo for something. We did the fashion show. It's the same week where we were all in the gym working out when Caroline gets the idea. So it was a whole week of this.
That was a great week, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. It was fun. It was fun to do it with all the guys. That was really fun because, you know, we're all working out behind the scenes and doing push-ups and stuff, so it was fun.
Well, do you all get together to see who has the bigger guns and
No, because it's funny. It's like it's still like nerve wracking a little bit because you're really on this runway, and there's a group of women that are really like screaming at you, and you know it was a lot more that they did than you guys saw on television. But you know the women that got to fill the seats, they were in it. They were in it.
I can imagine.
So, yeah.
Did you ever do any modeling?
Say that again?
I'm sorry. Did you ever do any modeling before?
Very little. Very little. Very little. Not runway. I've never done a runway before. Well, back in college, I did a fashion show, but that's about it.
Okay. Well, how did you get to start in acting? When did you decide you wanted to be one?
It's so weird. As I look back and think back, I find that I wanted to be one a lot earlier than I thought I did. I always loved watching television and stuff, and I would just escape in it and want to be those people. And one day my mom came home with this book, and it was like a book about how to be young in Hollywood and have an agent. And that's like the first book I read from cover to cover. I'm like 12 years old or something, and I go to my mom and said, I need a talent agent. And then she said, no. And that was
Aww.
That till I was 18. And when I was 18, I didn't really know what I wanted to do and kind of floated through school. And I went to this two-year college, and they had a performing arts program. And I said, I think I want to act. I like that. I want to see what that's like. And in 2 years, I did like 10 plays and took every acting class I could there. And then from there, I went to an acting conservatory at SUNY Purchase, where I studied for 4 years in different kinds of theater and acting. So it was like a crash course. But it's something I always wanted to do, but it took me a while to actually, figure it out.
What was your favorite play that you've ever performed in the theater?
Oh, wow. My favorite play, it was 6 Degrees of Separation.
Okay.
There's a film that Will Smith starred in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was a play first, and we did the play. And that was actually the play that the cast and director of Guiding Light, he came out to see it, and that kind of got the ball rolling a little bit there. But it was a stretch. It was the first time I had a lead like that, playing a guy who's a chameleon, and Rob DeCena seeing it definitely, changed my life as far as
right.
How things turned out. So that's the play. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now, do you do any singing or dancing in anything?
I wish.
No.
I wish I can sing. I can. I can fake it. I think. With a group of people, I think I can fake it. Dancing, I can move. I can move. I can do some steps, but nothing that I would call myself a dancer. No.
So we wouldn't put you in the chorus line or anything like that, right?
No, but with practice and rehearsal, I can get you to believe. I think.
Okay.
But I would never call myself a dancer. No.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, so then we won't ask you to sing a tune for us right now.
Well, you could, but your listeners might just hang up or stop listening.
Well, you were also in Ugly Betty, which is one of my favorite TV shows that I watched, and I'm so sad that it ended when it did.
Yeah.
What was it like working with Vanessa Williams? I just absolutely adore her.
Oh, my gosh. First, you're nervous. You're nervous. I'm working with Vanessa, and someone I've been a fan of and I've seen since I was a kid, and now I'm working with her. But as soon as you got on set with her, like, it went away. She's such a team player. She's a very generous actress. So you forget that she's Vanessa Williams, and it's just
mm-hmm.
A really great scene partner. And it was
right.
an awesome experience. It's funny because I shot that while I was doing Guiding Light. And, soaps are known for mm-hmm. its pace. It moves really fast.
Right.
So when I was doing Ugly Betty, it's prime time, so it's a little slower. And I was like, why is it taking so long? We're doing it again? What do you mean? I did Law and Order before that and had the same
mm-hmm.
thing because, when you work in daytime, you have to be on your game and you have to hit it because we do so many episodes and pages a day.
Right.
But it was an awesome experience, and she was really great to work with.
Yeah, I just love everything that she does. I think
oh,
she's
yeah.
a phenomenal actress. So, and even she made you take your shirt off, so.
She did.
All for just a little baby spit up.
She did.
That was good. Speaking of Law and Order, where you played a paramedic, how did you research for your role?
Well, I watched a lot of videos of babies being born.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. A lot of YouTube.
That was fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And my sister, she's studying to be a nurse, and she wants to deliver babies. That's what she's doing. So I got on the phone with her and just asked her, like, so what does this mean? Or what does crowning mean? Or what would I do here? And kind of just watch those videos. It's, oh, man, I tip my hat to you ladies, because that's intense.
Tell me about it. I have four children.
Oh.
Three
bravo,
of them natural
man.
Birth.
Man, that's... Oh, man, you guys are awesome.
Thank you. We think so, too.
Yeah.
But it was a great role, and I'm sure that, you know, you've learned a lot from that, and you can move forward with some of the information and some of the stuff you learned to other roles.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Another question I had to you is, what are your thoughts on All My Children and One Life to Live being on Hulu and iTunes now, and possibly maybe P&G seeing the success of that and bring back Guiding Light and all the others that were canceled?
I think it's awesome. I think storytelling in general is something that people love. People love stories, watching stories, whether it's on stage, in a movie theater, late at night, or during the day. They love stories. And when these soaps got canceled, it got canceled because, you know, things in technology changed and how rating systems were evaluated changed. But those people who enjoy those stories are still there.
You got it.
You know, they're still waiting. And when I saw All My Children in One Life, I watched it and I thought it took my breath away. And I was like, wow, I was so happy that, you know, they talked about it before when they first got canceled. And
right.
to see it actually happen, it took my breath away. I was so happy for them because the numbers showed that these people are still here and these fans still want to watch these stories and see these characters develop. And... You know, and I think it says something about soap operas in general. You know, I mean, if you look at these primetime shows, they're copying the format. They're copying our storylines, you know. And I don't want to say our storylines. We're all telling stories. But it just proves that what we do is hot. It's hot, you know.
Yep, it still matters. You know, it has a lot to do with the women of today having to work a job and they're not home. And we watch things later at night, either from DVR or on SoapNet or other which ways, you know, maybe on ABC.com or something when they had them on there. And they just didn't take that into consideration.
No, not back then. Definitely not when Guiding Light went off. That was...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and if Guiding Light came back, man, that'd be cool. I'm very committed to Bold and the Beautiful, but if there was an opportunity to be a part of it in some small way or whatever, you know, I would definitely love it. And if I couldn't be on it, I'd be the biggest champion and cheerleader for it.
Right.
You know?
Now, speaking of Guiding Light, too, David has some questions for you. And David's my co-host, if you didn't hear my announcement earlier. David, go ahead with your questions.
Okay. For Lawrence, for those of you who don't know, how would you describe your rendition of Remy Boudreau?
Wow. It's so weird when you play a character that's been played by somebody else, because... You're not sure how much of what they did you're supposed to take. And I know Gavin and I believe Corey, they played it before me, but what they had to do was very different than what I had to do. So it was a little challenging at first, because I came on to kind of be this guy who goes up against Jonathan and Tammy, but she wasn't really interested, so not really. But it wasn't really until Tammy died that I think my version of Remy started to take a little more shape. And then especially later down the line when Remy's baby died, that's when, like, I really, the character was, this version of Remy is definitely mine. You know,
yeah.
It took those character-changing things to happen to him before I can actually, like, grab a hold, because I didn't want to copy what they did, but I couldn't ignore that there was a Remy here before I came
of
on board,
course.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would say my rendition of Remy was probably at one point jaded and probably angry and got very playful and juvenile. And me and Carla, like, we played comedy pretty much to the end, which we love,
right.
Which we love to do. Yeah.
Did
so
you have another question?
Think,
okay, go ahead.
Yes.
Sorry.
So who do you think Remy's true love was? Was it Christina?
Yeah, I would say Remy. I mean, it's weird because if there is a true love, but I think he changed so much, and I think at one point he loved Tammy, but it wasn't reciprocated. And then he did love Ava. Like, Ava was the one, but there was too many things that happened that just made it not be. And I think with Christina, finally someone he loved just as much, but for whatever reason, the stars aligned for this pairing. Where the other ones, I would say he did love Ava and Tammy just as much, but for Christina, it was like that was meant to be. And so it happened, you know?
That's true. My other question is, knowing that the end was coming for Guiding Light, how do you feel on how your story with Christina ended?
I thought it was great. Honestly, like, there's so many amazing actors in such a well pool of rich characters. I was just happy to be a part of the end.
Yeah.
You know, that the writers and the producers saw, you know, I was only on the show for, at that point, like 3.5 years, and Carla even less, but in their mind, Remy and Christina were just as part of this story as, like, Josh and Reva. I was like, you don't really need to have us here, but for whatever reason, we're doing something you like, so I was just happy to be a part of it and share in. You know, it was history. It was sad, but it made history. You know, the longest running TV show ends, and I got to be a part of it. So it's awesome. As far as them having a baby, and, well, years later you see them with the baby, and not 1 year later you see them with the baby, and them being married and not married and married. I loved all that stuff. I loved it.
It was a great ending.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun and hopeful. You know, you want to believe these people to a degree. Are living okay right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It was a great show.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. Hopefully, you know, and with this new stuff, and I would love to see it come back. And I know there's a lot of people, including people on camera and behind the scenes, that would love for it to come back. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, a cancellation doesn't just affect the actors. I mean, it affects everybody behind the scenes as well. Everybody loses their jobs, and some of them have been there from, you know, almost the beginning. And, my gosh, that affects their families. And I just, my heart breaks for everybody.
Absolutely. We kind of, like, drew the lucky end of the stick because we were canceled in April, and our last episode was in August. So we still had time. And I know some of the other shows, they didn't have as much time to get their lives situated, you know. We had a little bit to do as much adjusting as we possibly could, you know.
Right. I know. It's not easy. I was fighting from the beginning once all my children and One Life to Live were canceled. So you can imagine how I feel right now being able to watch them on a daily basis, even if it's online. And I think they've done a phenomenal job with it as well. You know, it's faster paced than TV, you know, when they were on TV. But it's okay. It's not a problem. Not
yeah.
all the core characters are back, but enough of them are back to make it worth watching.
And that's the thing, is like for any fans of All My Children and One Life to Live, if you're mad that the show is a little different, or if you're mad that your favorite characters aren't there, it's like, keep watching. Because watching keeps the show on. And therefore, who knows, maybe Cameron will come. You know, like, but
exactly.
the longer the show is on, the better chance it draws the actors back, you know. So don't give up.
That's what I've been saying, because every now and again I'll see a tweet. I mean, believe me, most of the tweets have been all positive. But once and again, you'll get some tweet that says, well, I hate this. So-and-so is not back, and blah, 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 this storyline. And why are you whining? My gosh, this didn't happen for other soaps. This is epic. You know, just watch it. The majority of the people are there. Just watch it. You can't watch a soap for one character or one couple.
You can't.
Or one storyline. You've got to love the whole show, or otherwise, why watch it?
Yeah, and we have shows like those that's been on for so long. Now they're asking, invest in us. You've trusted us before. Invest in us. We are doing something new. Just, be along for the ride, you know?
I'm so there. Now, I was surfing the YouTube channel and came across a web series with you and Carla called Wedlocked.
Boy. Yeah.
And I fell in love with it. It is so funny. And my very first question about that is, what color are your boxers today?
They're not pink. I think they're gray. They're not pink, that's for sure. My wife bought those. Yeah, she went out shopping and she chose those. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. Oh,
I love that scene. I love that scene. And, of course, I love the scene in Surprise as well with Carla standing there.
Yeah, she's such a sport. She's such
a
team player.
It was so funny. So how did that series come about? And please tell me there's going to be more.
Well, it came about because Guiding Light was ending, and me and Carla were having so much fun. Like, they gave us so much free range on Guiding Light to just play and kind of do what we want to do, and they wrote for it, and they let us be that romantic comedy, which was so refreshing because, Dinah and Reva and Olivia and Josh and Alan, and you had all these heavy storylines and awesome actors doing them. And for us, it was like, well, doing lighthearted kind of comedic stuff set us apart. So it gave us our own kind of area to play in. And when Guiding Light was ending, Carla's mom was like, you two should do a spinoff. And I was like,
Yeah.
You know? And web series were very new back then, and Crystal was already, starting Venice. And I said, we should do a web series. And, we created it, and we did it. We had so many, a lot of the crew on Guiding Light outside of the veterans, there were, a lot of younger kids who were out of school who would help out on location. So they all came out and shot it with us. And, Zach Conroy's in it, and Ivana Wright's in it. And we had fun. And will there be more? You'll have to wait and see.
Oh, God.
You'll have to wait and see.
Jeez, I just loved it. Oh, my gosh. There's so many great web series. And Crystal is the queen of web series as far as I'm concerned, And there's quite a few of them that I watch. And I'm so happy that I found this one when I was doing some background research, because it was just too funny. And I am so into comedies. That's my first go-to, especially if you're having a rotten day or
You
just feel like laughing. You go to a comedy, and what better way to do it than either a web series or a television program?
Absolutely. And marriage is funny.
Mm-hmm,
two people coming together who think they know each other.
Yep.
It's funny. Like, just figuring out where you put the bread, the fridge or the cabinet is funny stuff to watch, like two people have to compromise on the smallest things. And that's what we wanted the show to really be about, is there's not these big things that happen, but just something as small as what are we watching on TV today could be
right.
a big thing. You
yeah,
know?
It was funny, too, when she was when you were switching the TV programs and finally ended up with her saying, you know, to watch basketball, and you're like, wow, you don't know anything about it. And she's like, well, this person did this, you know,
mm-hmm.
some basketball player. And I just cracked up. But the other thing I wanted to know is, are you using a glass when you pour juice these days?
Not if I can help it. Why use a glass? You can just, if you come over my place, just bring your own juice.
Yeah.
You know?
And the one final part that really cracked me up too is the one where she's talking to the therapist, and it's just showing her and the therapist talking about you with the baby talk and all that stuff. And
yeah.
then it widens out, and it shows you're sitting there in the middle going,
the whole,
I heard, I'm here, I'm right in the middle. So funny.
It was just a whole lot of fun, and it was something small, and it was before a lot of the technology was even made that a lot of people are using today. It was back in, like, you know, it was pretty close when Guideline ended. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, I'm going to tell other people to watch it because
I think
they need to see it, and that'll get your booty moving and get us some more scenes.
Absolutely.
I also watched the trailer for The Forgiven, and
mm-hmm.
oh, my God, I can't even tell you. That scene with the little girl and the gun going off, I jumped.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, no, he didn't. He couldn't have. And I was just, like, sitting there with my mouth open. And that little girl, I guess her name is Taylor, I think
oh,
I
yeah.
have the right credits. Okay.
Taylor McIntyre.
She's such a great actress for being so young.
She's amazing. She's in, with kids, you're not sure what you're going to get. You don't know if they're going to be over the top or
mm-hmm.
kind of subtle like she was. And she came in and, you know, on paper, her lines were okay. But when she started saying them, it was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
For being so good.
She was. She was really good. When are we going to
yeah.
see that?
Well, the feature is being written right now.
Okay.
My company, we made the web series. We produced the web series. We produced that. We have some other things in the works, too. And, you know, we were getting our feet wet with a lot of stuff. And that was one of the projects we were getting our feet wet. So, the feature film is being written right now as I speak.
Thank you. I can't wait to see the rest of that. Now, your production company, I also
mm-hmm.
came across that. I didn't realize that you had one. And, I'm looking for the name. It's St. Victor Productions, correct?
Yeah, St. Victor Productions. I figure if I put my name on it, there's nothing I can put out there and try to hide from. But I have to own everything I put out, you know. So
mm-hmm.
it forces me to be a responsible creator.
Well, why did you feel the need to have your own production company?
Well,
or is it just something you always wanted to do in the back?
Well, it was something I wanted to do, but I always thought it was something that would happen much, much, much later. And I sat down with a guy who was like, why later? Do it now. And then when Guiding Light switched formats and started shooting handheld and on locations and all that stuff, the producers were all figuring it out as the actors were. So I got to really watch and sit with the producers and see how you build a show. It's kind of hard to see it when you come on to a show like Bold and the Beautiful or Guiding Light at that time, when before they switch formats, because it's a well-oiled machine, it works. But when they switch formats, I got to watch everybody troubleshoot every single day without even trying. And I was like, wow, you know? And after like a year and a half or 2 years of that, I was like, I can apply some of that stuff. Well, let's do a web series. Let's see if I retained enough information to see if I can do it myself. And let's do a little short. Let's see if I retain enough information. And yeah, and at the end of the day, just to put out the kind of content that, you know, me and my teammates want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Something thrilling, something funny. You know, at that time, you know, I don't know if Modern Family just came out or it was before Modern Family. I can't remember. But at that time, like, I was like, why isn't Marriage Scene? Like, where's Matt? Where's the new Mad About You's? Where's the Cosby Shows? And I'm like, well, I want to see that. So let's do it. Let's make it. You know.
That works for me. So are you working on another project for a series right now?
Yeah, doing a lot of writing and producing a short film right now, which is really cool. It's a heist film. And it's me and my company's first venture in L.A. because we were New York-based, and now we're L.A.-based. So we're getting our feet wet out here. But it's a young company, and we don't mind taking our time and learning and doing everything the right way. You know, it's a marathon, and we realize
right.
that. So we're just building.
Well, you also offer other services to people that are trying to get off the ground with their films or learn how to do some of the different production parts of it.
Yeah. If you have a script and you have the means, you know, we can partner up and make something if it's something, you know, we're excited about, definitely. And for actors who need reels and stuff done, we can do that. Like, you know, it's a part of our company that's going to grow even bigger, but there is a huge, you know, giving back and paying it forward thing that we do really care about. And the more experience we get and the bigger the company grows, the more we can invest in paying it forward and being, you know, helpful to people.
Right. Well, what you give, you get back. I truly believe in that. So if you put good things out there, you'll get good things back.
Absolutely.
It's true.
You also were in My Last Day Without You, and I
yeah.
watched the trailer on that, but I couldn't find the movie. Is it out yet?
I think it's out in, like, Germany, and I think they're still working on distribution right now. But that was an awesome film. It stars Nicole Beharie, who was just in 42, the Jackie Robinson story, and she was one of the women in Shame, starring Michael Fassbender. And she's just amazing in it. It's just a nice film. It's a nice, smart romance kind of film.
Right.
You know,
which is on the top of all women's list as well. And she's a great singer too. I absolutely love her sing.
Yeah, that's really her singing. Yeah, she has a wonderful voice.
You also have two upcoming projects, Williams Payne and Past the Light. Are you able to tell us anything about that and your part in them?
Yeah, well, Williams Payne, that was a short film I did a long time ago. And for some reason, it still says, like, filming or post-production.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think that's done. And the correction hasn't been made on IMDb. But Past the Light, yeah, I'm actually going to a screening of that tonight. That's a really great film. It was directed by Malcolm Goodwin, who's a phenomenal actor. He was the lead in Breakout Kings. He was in Leatherhead's American Gangster. He's done so much work. And this film, it's a faith-based family film about these kids who rally together and kind of go against this guy who's spewing hatred in the community disguised as a good message, you know.
Wow.
You know, he's this pastor who's running for mayor, and his solution to solve the problem in town is to get rid of people he thinks are a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid is like, that's not how I grew up, that's not how I learned. You know, I don't have to agree with someone to still care and love them and
mm-hmm.
be helpful to them. And this kid actually, he tries to run for mayor against the guy, not necessarily to win, but just to get his voice out there, and then kind of goes from there. So it's a really sweet film. It's a really nice film, and I firmly believe, without a shadow of a doubt, it will be in your theaters very soon.
Yay!
Yeah, it's a good. Yeah.
I definitely want to see that. I mean, I watched you on Bold and the Beautiful and in these trailers and on the web series. And unfortunately, I didn't catch you on Guiding Light, but I did watch some YouTube ones, especially the one where you're standing at the grave with Carla talking about the baby. And,
yeah.
And you're such a great actor. I just look forward to everything that you do.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You are. You have a lot to give to. You have a lot to give to the business, and they should be grateful to you.
Wow! Thank you very much. Those are kind words. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Very welcome.
We do have a caller. Would you have a moment to speak with somebody?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Area code 973. You're live on the air. Hello. Okay. Hello, 973.
Oh.
Yep, they just dropped. That's so bad.
Got another one.
No, there's only the one.
Yeah, there's that one.
No, the other one is me.
No.
Okay, I'll tell you something funny. No, I'll tell you something funny. I called in from my home phone number, but all of a sudden my phone was dying, so I called back on my cell phone number, and you guys never even knew it.
I never knew. Oh, okay. All right. No, I know that. How about that?
So now I just told on myself.
Well, you're on the air anyway, so go ahead.
I guess the only other question I have left then would be, why do you think you and Carla keep ending up together?
That's a really great question. Because when Bold and the Beautiful happened, we were both like, what?
Yeah.
That is so funny. And a part of it, I honestly do think, is it is a coincidence to a degree. You know, what they wanted her to do on the show, what they brought me on to do on the show, was independent of each other. But I do think, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I think we'll find out eventually, maybe soon. We'll see why we get paired together. We work really well together. We really do.
Yeah,
and,
I do.
Separately,
enjoy it.
When Carla walks into a room and she has a meeting, you're going to fall in love with her. You just are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, you're going to write a role for her because she really is that sweet. I mean, she's like a light that just shines. And I'm not, you know, surprised that she's here. Us coming together at around the same time is the thing that was like, whoa. But I don't know. I mean, I think, I don't know. We do good work together, and we do good work, I guess, separately. So
that's
why we're
true.
Here.
That's
very
true. And even though Caroline is pushing you two to be together, I think without knowing you from Guiding Light together, I think you'd make a great couple on there. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with that.
Yeah, we have to wait and see.
You have to wait and see. And it's weird because Carter and Maya are very, very different than Remy and Christina. Very different. And if any fans are watching to see Remy and Christina together, I don't know if they're going to see that same dynamic because they're very different characters. And there's a new interesting dynamic that is being created and that is playing when we have scenes together. And that's all I'll say about that.
I love teasers.
The one thing that I fell in love with is Carla's voice.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, God. I didn't know she could sing.
Oh,
I was
surprised.
No.
She's a songbird, man. I mean, she has a beautiful voice, and not just a beautiful voice. She's a really good songwriter, too. The song she sang on the show was one of her own songs.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so
fairy
happy
tale.
They let her do that.
Oh, yeah. And it was awesome. It was awesome watching it. And just because, you know, like, that song's coming from her heart.
Right.
Know? Very talented.
Well, I think she needs to let Rick go because he's wishy-washy and just get harder and get it over with and then sing to him some more so we can hear her voice. And
there's a lot of Rick and Maya fans. I don't know if they're calling them Mick or Raya or Raya, but there's
yeah.
a lot of Rick and Maya. And you know, honestly, to be honest, I'm a fan of Bold and the Beautiful. Like, I pretty much watch every day.
When
I'm on or not on. Yeah, I like to be involved in whatever I'm doing, and I watch. And Lawrence, Carter's not, but Lawrence, I do like Rick and Maya together. You know, I'm like, yeah.
Well, I like them together too, but he's just too wishy-washy. I mean, here he fought to death to get to Caroline and did every trick in the book, and then now all of a sudden Maya comes along and all of a sudden he wants her. So I think with him it's the chase that, you know, gets him going, and then once he gets it, it's just like, oh, okay, what's next?
Yeah, I think the interesting thing that Jacob is doing is, at least what I'm seeing, is you fight so hard to get what you think you want, and you are in love,
mm-hmm.
and you meet someone who takes your breath away.
Right.
What do you do?
Right.
What do you
yeah.
do? You know, and I think the reason why he didn't took a while to, you know, to try to end it with Caroline, and he's still struggling too, is because it's such an interesting situation to be in where you are responsible for the relationship you're in, and you do love her to a degree,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't plan on this woman just knocking your socks off.
Well,
you know,
that's true, too.
You know?
People can be in love with more than one person at a time.
Yeah, and you don't plan it. You're like Anne with Caroline. She's cool. She's kooky. But, hey, it works. And then Maya comes in and says, hey. And you're like, oh, man, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
You know? So, as a guy, well, I empathize
mm-hmm.
with Rick. I understand.
Is there anybody that you haven't played a scene with yet that you'd like to play with?
Oh, yeah. I would love to have a scene with Carter, with Thomas, with Liam, and with Marcus. Just guys. Just
oh, that would
guys.
Be great.
In the beach house, just going in, having fun, having a real conversation, whatever, like
mm-hmm.
that type of thing. I would love that because we're all like close to the same age,
mm-hmm.
a little older, a little younger. That would be a really cool scene, and it doesn't have to be like just fun and games, but like that'd be cool. And I've never had a scene really with Hope, and I just wonder, you know, what.
Mm-hmm.
What that would be like, you know. And definitely.
Well, Hope's alone now, so there you go. There's another one.
You never know. But, I mean, I would love to, you know, I think there's so many characters on the show, you know. I haven't officially met Donna yet,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
Marcus' mother, and had a very small thing with Brooke and very small with Taylor. So, right, I mean, I would love to work with everybody I possibly could.
Yeah. I would love four more scenes with you and Texas together as well.
Yeah. We
yeah,
it's so funny. When I first met him, it was like we're brothers.
Yeah.
It took 2 seconds
yeah, he's like that.
To establish that kind of chemistry. But for me it was challenging because I have to make Carter a little more sophisticated and older.
Mm-hmm.
So but in real life, me and Texas, we just romp. But
yeah.
as Carter,
yeah.
I have to kind of like bring him to even him out a little bit. So he becomes
have,
a little
you
more
have
mature.
To be in a, yeah, I was going to say you have to be an adult.
Yeah, because, you know, it could easily be like Remy and Marcus hanging, and that won't work.
Yeah.
You know, that won't work.
Well, whatever comes up, we do look forward to it and look forward to more of you on The Bold and the Beautiful as well as your other projects.
Thank you.
I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to join us today and hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did. It's my pleasure. Thank you guys so much for being, you know, I know your show's on later today. Thank you for having it earlier and just thank you for having me on. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
No,
yeah, it was our pleasure. And you have a wonderful day, and we'll see you on the tube real soon.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day, too.
Thanks. And you're welcome back anytime, by the way.
Oh, for sure. We'll have some stuff to talk about soon.
Yeah. Okay. That works for me.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Such a sweetheart. And he is very talented. I meant that in every time I said it. He's so very talented. And, of course, the women love him on Bold and Beautiful. And I'm sure they did on The Guiding Light as well. Now, did he take his shirt off a lot on Guiding Light like he does on The Bold and Beautiful?
Yeah.
He did?
There's one YouTube I got to send you that I found while I was trying to do my research. And I remembered it, and I said, oh, well, I have to show her this.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, there is one. Yeah. He did.
Well,
I think the first time I remember it, and I remember it, it's when he first met Carla on screen.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a gym, so
oh,
if
there
I'm
you
not
go.
Mistaken. So... and that's going by memory. So, let me think. 2000. I'm almost sure, but don't quote me on it, folks. But
that's okay.
if you want to see some Pam, I think I can show you one that I found just before I came on here.
Well, I would suggest for our listeners, when we spoke about wedlock, to go watch that web series. You can find it on Lawrence St. Victor YouTube, and they have the trailer on there for The Forgiven as well as Wedlocked, and I don't know if he had any more on there. The other trailers that I watched were actually on his IMDb. You can look that up, and at the bottom there's a demo reel, and you can watch that too. He really, really is so very talented, besides being very good looking, and I can't wait to watch more.
He's
so
very soft-spoken too, which I love.
Yes, he is. And he seems like such a sweet guy, like somebody you'd want to hang out with and have a chat with, you know, or have a cup of coffee with.
Yeah, I would too.
So anyways, we are going to close the show now. We will be back on Monday, and that is the 13th, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, more towards our normal time. We're going to have Robert Scott Wilson, and he's now currently playing Petey Cortland on All My Children, and he's also the model that's on The Price is Right. So join us at 7 p.m. on Monday, May 13th, and call in if you want to say hi or if you have a question for him. The phone number is 1-718-506-1540, and press the number 1. Excuse me. My voice all of a sudden. also follow us on Twitter at Take Two Radio, and David and Sabina, my co-host, Twitter account is Take Two Radio Crew. Follow us on Blog Talk. They'll send you an email each and every time that we have a show. They'll let you know who's going to be on, so that way you don't miss your favorite. Check out the website at take2radio.com. I have the upcoming guests on there. I have podcasts on there. There's videos. I have All My Children and One Life to Live from Hulu. I put their videos on there every single day, so you can keep up to date with that. There's a lot of different things on there. Also, any fans that have met any celebrities and have taken pictures and you'd like to share that with other fans, send it to take2radio@gmail.com. Write a little blog about it, you know, who you met and what you did, what event it was, and the pictures, and I'd be happy to upload those to the website to share those. You can also listen to the previous podcast on iTunes. And now we are affiliated with Stitcher.com, and that is actually a free app that you can download to any of your mobile devices, and you can listen to Take Two Radio podcast on there. And that's free. So that's happy for all of us. I listened to one of the podcasts last night on there, and it's got excellent quality. So check it out. Go to Stitcher.com or go on to your mobile Google app store that you have on your mobile devices and look it up and download. It only takes a few minutes, and you'll be able to listen to the podcast from there as well. And David, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a great show and wonderful speaking with Lawrence, as well as having you as my co-host.
Well, thank you very much. That makes me feel so good inside. I always enjoy working with you, Pam. And yes, Lawrence was very pleasant and certainly one to have back soon.
Oh, definitely, especially when his new movies come out. And I hope he really does move forward with that web series. That would be great.
That would be awesome.
So, and thank you, listeners, for everybody that joined us today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Also have a blessed upcoming weekend. Get outside, do something nice if it's nice outside. And with the passing of Jeannie Cooper, I want to say, make sure you tell your loved ones you love them. You never know when it's going to be their last day. Time is too precious. Yes, she lived a long, fruitful life, but still, you just never know when it's going to be the end. So
yep,
give somebody a hug.
She was taken from us a little too quickly.
Yeah, I know. It's very sad. It's extremely sad. And I am working on something on my website for tribute to Jeannie Cooper. And I'll let everybody know when I have it up and running, and you can check it out. And I'll be adding different things to it. So in the meantime, thanks again, everybody. Enjoy your day. And we'll chat again on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Robert Scott Wilson. Take care. Good night, David. Or I should say good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Pam. Good afternoon, everybody. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.